If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
All right, welcome to Quick Show. My name is Greg Mattson, and I am your host. In this episode, we're going to talk about this canceled series that comes from South Carolina women's basketball coach. And due to the fact that apparently there is danger for her players to play against the BYU women's basketball team. This is absolutely preposterous, and I've got some information here about her past that is very interesting and ironic in her canceling this series between South Carolina and BYU with the women's basketball for the next couple of years. I want to cover a couple of things here, and I'm a little bit dismayed by the way that we've handled this so far at BYU. We've handled it in a way that is almost apologetic of something that we don't even know what happened. There are no facts yet on the ground, so to speak, that would speak to a reasoning for apology. Now, that doesn't mean we don't leave room for Rachel Richardson's accusations. Maybe something was said. Nothing has come to light of this whatsoever, though. Out of all the video, out of all of the phones from the students in the student section and security guards, I've got no more sources that have come forward from security guards and others that were right there that never heard a single thing in terms of a racial slur or anything else that would be beyond any kind of normal kind of raucous environment, of sports environment, a healthy raucous environment. Nobody heard anything. There's still nothing there. If something comes forward, then you can address it. But there's nothing there right now. This is a nothing burger so far. And the way that we've addressed this is almost in a way of complicitness toward the overall narrative of systemic racism and BYU being a racist university. And it's wrong. It is very wrong when you take this type of an approach. Does BYU care about the truth? When you take an apologetic stance with no evidence of anything, you are accepting guilt on behalf of the university and on behalf of the students and faculty and everybody else of that institution. That's wrong. It's the wrong approach to take. That doesn't mean you can't leave room for those accusations if something did happen and investigate those things. But we're now on day 8 since this happened, and nothing has come forward whatsoever. It appears that we have banned the wrong person so far. We have testimony from police officers, four staff members that were put up into the student section, a police officer who is on the ground there. Nobody has heard anything about any of this on day 8. And yet we're taking this type of complicit, we're basically buying into the narrative that certain individuals want to have about a racial institution and systemic racism, right? Identitarianism wants to accuse systems and institutions of systemic racism. Why? Because if you can plant it on a systemic problem, then you can make massive changes. And what changes are they? They're not just about race. They are about policy and politics and a hard left stance. That's what this is ultimately about. That is what the agenda is to try and make those types of changes. Now, when BYU goes out and talks about this, and again, I want to make this very clear, it's important to me. I'm a big fan of Tom Holmoe. He's done an incredible job as the athletic director with BYU. I'm very supportive of him and all that he has done and the navigation he has worked with, and he's a great face for the university and for the athletic department. So I want to make that clear. I just don't like the way he's approaching this and qualifying this, right? You have to state the facts with clarity, please. You don't walk into complicity on this grand narrative of systemic racism because you are throwing guilt around the university and around the necks of the students and faculty and everybody else. It's wrong. It's wrong, right? When you take compassion and you overdo it, right? And you don't take reason and truth, facts, and you don't base that compassion with aligning it with truth and the facts, then what you inevitably always do is you rob compassion from others. In this case, those who are involved with Brigham Young University, especially the students, the faculty, administration, and all of the alumni. And quite frankly, indirectly, all the members of the church and the church itself. And you can't do that. You can have room for compassion, aligning it with the truth and the facts. What are the facts? There may have been a slur. We don't know. The person apparently who is accused of this and who is banned from all the games, there it doesn't appear that that's the person that even said anything. And if they did, there's a chance that that individual is on the spectrum. Right? That they're on the spectrum. And what else are the facts? There is no evidence whatsoever that there was heckling going on during the match with complicit racist students around them not doing anything. I promise you that those students would do something. And this is a direct message to BYU students, right? Especially you freshmen that are coming in there for the first time, but all of you, BYU is not a racist institution. You are going to be told this by several individuals. You're going to be told this by professors. You're going to be told this by some administrators at BYU. You're going to be told this by some students. It is not a racist institution. BYU has an incredible mission, and it is unlike anything in the world. But there are several bad apples that want to make massive changes to that institution. And I would just suggest to you, hang on, even though you are away now from the home, you're out of the nest, and you're going to be subject to all of these different ideologies now. Hang on to the roots and the teachings of what you've had growing up. All right, hang on to those things and be learn to contrast those things with what you're hearing and go from there. All right, it's what's happening at BYU is very concerning because there are so many attacks and so many that want to make radical, and I mean that, and those that want to make the radical changes will tell you radical changes. They want radical changes. That they are trying to undermine the systems, and this is coming from identitarianism primarily. It's coming from a hard left agenda. It's coming from critical race theory, critical social justice, the breakdown of the family, all that you can do here to try and indoctrinate the students at BYU. And it is a greater power and adversity than people realize with what is going on there. I know this because I've seen it, right? I know what's happening. And there's going to be a lot more reporting on what's going on there at the campuses of all three BYU campuses, because it's much worse than you think it is. And it's, I'm very concerned that there's no way back without a massive change. I mean, a massive change. And I know that those in charge are doing the best that they can, and they are trying to navigate these issues, but they've got their work cut out for them. They've really got their work cut out for them. Now, a couple of things here that I think are very important to take a look at, and that has to do with South Carolina and their coach, Dawn Staley, right, who is the head coach of the women's basketball team. This is the report that we're getting right now. This is coming from Deseret News. The defending women's basketball national champion, South Carolina Gamecocks, have canceled their home-and-home series with Brigham Young University over a racial slur. There's no alleged there. You need to put alleged in there, Deseret News, Tad Walsh. over a racial slur a Duke volleyball player said was hurled at her by a crowd member at an August 26 match in Provo, Utah. Right? I want you to think about how ridiculous this is. Even if there was a slur, we don't know that there was, there's no corroborative facts on this whatsoever. But even if there was, some random dude yelling something is all of a sudden a problem for, and the safety is got to be brought out for her basketball players. But let me get to something here. This is very ironic, right? She says, as a head coach, my job is to do what's best for my players and staff. The incident at BYU, what incident? Please give clarification. We don't know what the incident is. The incident at BYU has led me to reevaluate our home and home series. And I don't feel that this is the right time for us to engage in this series. Come on. This microaggression garbage is, you know, I want to try and be more articulate with this, but it's really getting out of hand the way these things are happening. This shaming and this response to, we don't even know what it is at this point. So this is what what Dawn Staley says, you know, the head coach at BYU, right? Well, I want to go back and you know, journalism is dead, because this is something that I did very quickly. I simply typed into Google University of South Carolina racism. Here's what I pulled up. It was one of the very first things that was brought up. This is an article from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Yelling racial slur at women's team, spitting on players. So this is in 2018. In 2018, this same coach and the fans of University of South Carolina, and this isn't a tit for tat, that's not what I'm saying. It's just ironic that this is what's happening. This is what she's doing. She's canceling the series. So there's something that comes up, and there's people end up believing that this is what happened, that there were racial slurs, including the N-word, that were thrown at the Missouri women basketball players from the South Carolina fans and maybe the South Carolina players. And it goes beyond that, right? This is in 2018 during a game. This is what's reported. Controversy unfolded in Missouri's last two games against South Carolina, especially in Sunday's showdown in Columbia, South Carolina, where a first-half scuffle led to multiple fouls, two ejections, and more bad blood between the programs. After the Gamecocks held off the Tigers 65-54, former Mizzou player Sierra Michaelis threw gas on the fire when she tweeted that South Carolina fans spit on Mizzou players at Colonial Life Arena. Michaelis traveled to the game and was with her former teammates in the arena. The spitting allegedly happened after the game as MU players ran off the court. So there's something happening here, and something beyond even just words, but actual spitting is what is thrown in here as an additional accusation. It goes on. The Missouri athletic director, Sturck, said on a Columbia radio station, he accused the South Carolina fans of using a racial slur toward MU players. Sturck attended Sunday's game in Columbia and described the atmosphere at Colonial Life Arena as unhealthy. Okay, so this is at Colonial Life Arena, which is the South Carolina arena. We had players spit on and called the N-word and things like that, Sturck said. I mean, it was not a good environment. And fortunately, I think Coach Dawn Staley promoted that kind of atmosphere. And it's unfortunate that she felt she had to do that. So this is the woman and the coach that is canceling the series with BYU that has nothing. It's a nothing burger so far. It's nothing. There is no evidence of anything here so far, right? That doesn't mean I don't leave a little room for Ms. Richardson and a possibility of a slur there. I'm not going to discount that. It's possible, right? But for overall, this is a nothing burger if we look at the facts so far that have come out. Listen to this. It goes on. There's no available footage from ESPN broadcast to show fans indeed spit on the Mizzou players after the game. The final images of MU's bench came when the teams were exchanging high fives after the final buzzer. Well, that's the opposite of what we have with BYU, with BYU TV. We have the entire match on video, and there's nothing we can find there. No one sees anything, not in the BYU TV broadcast, nor from any phones, from anybody taking any video whatsoever. Nothing. And I promise you, there would be individuals that if any of this was happening, they would want to get this. A little moment of popularity, right? And a little bit of virtue signaling and the ability to put this out there with perhaps an agenda. They would do it. They would want to do this. And if you think that the majority of journalists right now that would be involved with from the Deseret News and the Salt Lake Tribune and the national media, that they haven't tried to dig something up as best they could, because man, what a story this would be. I promise you, they have tried very hard to do this, and there is nothing on day 8. Maybe there will be. Maybe something comes up. It doesn't look very good, though, at this point. So it goes on here. It says, on Tuesday, South Carolina Athletics Director Ray Tanner, the South Carolina Athletics Director, released a statement saying his department investigated the claims and didn't find any confirmed reports of the described behavior. So this is similar to what's going on at BYU. Maybe this happened. These are larger allegations, much worse allegations than what you have at the BYU volleyball game that wasn't even a basketball game. And yet this South Carolina coach going through this is now turning the tables on a volleyball game with no evidence whatsoever that there was an event that happened here. And she's canceling all of the series with the women's basketball team with BYU. And I have to wonder, right, this is what concerns me, is when you apologize in a way that throws guilt on those around you, then you're causing a problem. Those students don't deserve that. And I know you didn't go in, and nobody at BYU in authority went in and said that, you know, you're racist or you did this, but you're implicitly saying that there was a problem and that we didn't do anything about it. And you don't even know what the facts are. And I know when that statement was made by Tom Holmoe that Saturday night, the next night, that he didn't know. I know that, right? I know that. I know that from sources. He knew nothing. Nothing. There was no evidence whatsoever at that point. And I've had additional sources come through in the last few days. I know that they know nothing. And that's what should have been stated. Now, Tom Holmoe does go out and in the Deseret News, he writes an opinion piece, and he does say that there's no evidence still. But he doesn't break down with clarity the facts. And now you have South Carolina women's basketball team canceling this, their series. We may have a cascade effect with others canceling this against BYU when there's nothing we know of that happened at this point. And I'm not saying that if Tom Holmoe or BYU didn't come out with a statement and say originally, you know, that if they would have been more clear with the facts and supported the students more while still leaving room for the accusations of Ms. Richardson, that's the way it should have been handled, that it would have changed anything. You know, that doesn't mean that South Carolina and this, you know, Dawn Staley here wouldn't have canceled it anyway. But when you buy into the narrative, there is a grand narrative out there, a movement, a religion that wants identitarianism to be inserted into every institution and for those systems to change based on the religion of academia and its tenets. And you've got to understand that. You don't just buy into the narrative. It's not right. Not only is it not right in your individual choice, it's not right to remove the compassion and the support for your institution and for the students and faculty and alumni and everybody else involved with Brigham Young University. State the facts. If there are facts that come out that there was indeed a racial slurs said there, or that there could have been something random somewhere that most people didn't hear, fine. Then build off of that and deal with that truth. but we still don't even have that. If it comes out that the whole student section was complicit as someone ragingly threw out the N-word and other racial slurs and heckling, which is what the narrative is, and that there has to be massive systemic changes at BYU, deal with those facts when they come up. But please, please deal with truth. The implication of your stance on this, BYU, right now, is that you're guilty. And it's not right. It's just not right. It's almost as if the PR department and the lawyers have taken over all of the messaging. And they're just trying to limit the damage in the media as compared to putting out the truth. You have to juggle both of those things. I don't know exactly where the messaging comes from. It's just, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. Now, I will give credit where credit is due, and I wish that this would have been part of the message right from the get-go. Here's the BYU Women's Hoops Twitter account that reacts to the cancellation on this. And boy, I can imagine that they would be furious about this for their program and for their institution. But here's how they say it. We are extremely disappointed in South Carolina's decision to cancel our series and ask for patience with the ongoing investigation. Let the facts come out. Day 8 so far. We believe the solution is to work together to root out racism and not to separate from one another. Hashtag love one another. Thank you, Women's Hoops. That's the right statement. That's the approach that needs to be taken. And I hope that the rest of BYU and their messaging leans away from this PR defensive approach and deals with truth and the facts. We depend on that, right? It's not just you. It's not just you and what you think you need to do to limit damage. There are a lot of people involved with Brigham Young University and that are affiliated with Brigham Young University. And we're proud of the university. And we want what is good for the university. And to cower into these things, especially in a time right now where that momentum from that identitarianism is getting so strong within the university, there will be a lot to be reported on here this year. The boldness of what's happening right now there. Don't buy into it. Please, don't buy into the narrative. Stand true, deal with the facts as you should, and be proud of the institution. And students, this is not a racist institution. This is a wonderful institution. And there are the majority of those involved with the institution are very good people that are, producing a good environment and a healthy environment. And there are bad apples. There are bad apples there that want to try and pour salt on a scratch. And sometimes that scratch isn't even there. Thanks for listening.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.